我们在感恩节我们也送出了礼物。
Perhaps we have given gifts on Thanksgiving.
我们最常感谢的对象是我们的神。
The one person that we give thanks the most is God.
因为我们口里头常常这个感谢神，感谢神啊，是我们的一个记号之一。
Because in our speech, we often say words such as "Thank God."
那到底我们又如何的来感谢神
？So how do we exactly thank God?
我们知道嘴巴说不一定有做或者做到。
We know that even though we say we thank God, but we may not have the actions.
我们请先来参考一个经节，《历代志下》三十二章。
Let's first reference a verse in the Bible in 2 Kings.
Chronicle.
2 Chronicles.
历代志下三十二章二十五节。
2 Chronicles.
三十二章二十五节。
Chapter 32, verse 25.
西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答主，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
25, but Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up, therefore wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
26节，但西西家和耶路撒冷的居民觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致主的愤怒在西西家的日子没有临到他们。
26, then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
我们知道西西家王是一个蒙恩的王。
We know that Hezekiah was a king that God showed favor.
在西西家当王的时候，以色列百姓啊也是蒙福蒙恩的百姓。
And when Hezekiah was king, we know that the Israelites and the people were shown favor upon.
今天在我们信仰的过程当中，我们也都是蒙恩蒙福的百姓。
And in our daily life, in our walk of faith, we know that we are also, we also have the favor of God.
但是在这里说，西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩来报答神。
But here it said that Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him.
那我们就应该照我们所蒙的恩来报答神。
So therefore, we should repay according to the favor shown to us.
虽然我们嘴巴常常感谢神。
Even though our mouth it can be thanking God,
但是我们要问问自己，那我们是如何来报答神的恩典
？But we need to ask ourselves, how exactly do we thank God?
我们到底做了什么
？What have we done?
或许我们被这样一问，我们又要问说，那到底要怎么来回报神的恩典
？Perhaps when we ask this question, we have to ask another question: is how do we repay God?
我们请看诗篇一百零四篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 104.
诗篇一百零四篇二十四节。
Psalms 104 verse 24.
二十四节，主啊，你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造成的，遍地满了你的丰富。
24, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
这遍地都满了神的智慧跟丰富。
The earth is full of God's wisdom and possessions.
所以说真的，要怎么去回报神？这还真的是一个看起来是一个大问题。
So truly, how do we repay God is still remains a big question.
有时候我们的孩子看我们一个手表已经戴了一辈子了，又老又旧了，所以他买一个新的手表当礼物送给我们。
Sometimes our children will see that our watch that we've worn for many years has grown old, so they will try to buy a new watch for us.
但是神他到底缺少了什么
？But what does God lack?
那我们不要像西西家，我们是要照我们所蒙的恩来报答神。
And let us not be like Hezekiah, but rather repay God for the favor shown to us.
到底我们如何来回报神的恩典
？And how do we repay God's favor?
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节，我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
神给我们有许许多多的恩典。
God has given us many blessings.
那其中一个最大的恩典啊，就是我们蒙他显召。
And one of the greatest grace that God has shown to us is that He called us.
啊，他让我，他赐给我们信心来认识他，来相信他。
God gave us the faith to believe and to know God.
让我们领受救恩，成为神的儿女。
So that we may receive salvation and become children of God.
啊，这个恩典就包括了其他所有的恩典。
And this grace includes all the other grace.
啊，今天很多的恩典就是因为我们是神的儿女。
Today, many grace comes because we are God's children.
哦，今天很多的恩典是因为我们是属于主耶稣的。
Today, many grace comes because we belong to God.
那所以这里保罗说，那我们如何照我们所蒙的恩典来报答神
？So here, Paul says, how can we walk worthy to the grace that has shown to us?
他说，我们行事为人要以蒙召的恩相称。
It says to walk worthy of the calling which we were called.
哦，所以用我们的行事为人来报答神。
We have to repay God with our walk，
而且是啊、在任何场所，我们都要用我们的行事为人来报答神。
And this means that in all circumstances, we must repay God with our walk。
我们来到这里是神的儿女。
We have come here to be children of God。
在我们的家里，我们也是神的儿女。
In our own house, we are also the children of God.
在学校里头，我们还是神的儿女。
In school, we are still the children of God.
在工作的场所，我们还是神的儿女。
In the workplace, we are still the children of God.
哦，所以用行事为啊、哦，我们的行事为人，当以蒙恩的蒙召的恩相称。
So to walk worthy of the calling which we were called.
这个不是只有指着在教会。
This does not only reference to being at church.
这包括在家庭里。
This includes being at home.
在学校，在工作的场所。
At school and at work.
那什么？那要有怎样的行事为人呢
？So how can we walk this walk?
请看第二节。
Please read verse two.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering and bearing with one another in love.
第三节用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Three, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
在这里，保罗就很详细的来告诉我们，我们应该有怎样的行事为人。
Here, Paul very detailedly tells us how we can walk worthy of the calling.
啊，我们努力的在任何一个场合努力来这样子做。这个就是在回报神。
If we can strive to do like so in all circumstances, then we are repaying God.
啊，这些超过了物质。
This transcends all material things.
哦，这个就是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
这个就是神所喜欢的。
This is what God favors.
哦，我们要送礼物，要送对方所想要的、所喜欢的。
When we give gifts, we want to give something that the other person wants.
哦，所以有时候我们会很努力的去观察啊，或者去询问，到底我要买什么礼物送给这一个对我这么好的人。
That is why we will study hard and find out exactly what the other person wants.
哦，这就是为什么父母亲接到儿女的礼物啊，通常都会觉得很感动、很温馨。
That's why usually when parents receive gifts from their children, they feel very touched and moved.
哦，因为儿女都在观察着。哎，我要送什么礼物给我所应该感谢啊，应该爱的父母亲
？Because the children has been observing exactly what the parents want.
哦，那这里保罗告诉我们，神要的是什么
？So here Paul tells us what God wants.
啊，第一个，凡事谦虚。
The first is loneliness.
这在提醒我们啊，我没有一个人是完全的。
This reminds us that no one is perfect.
啊，我不完全。你也不完全。
I'm not perfect and you're not perfect.
啊，因为我们都是不完全的，所以我们要谦虚。
Because none of us are perfect, we have to be humble.
哦，那因为我们谦虚，所以我们才能够互相来学习。
And because of our humility, we're able to learn from each other.
哦，这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
哦，因为我们不完全，所以我们需要学习。
Because we are not perfect, we still have room to learn.
哦，那这样我们才会进步。
So in the end, we can improve.
哦，小孩子有进步，就是父母亲 最大的欢喜跟安慰。
When the children show signs of improvement, then their parents will be very happy.
那我们的进步就是神最大的欢喜跟安慰。
Likewise, when we improve, it is the greatest joy that God has.
那因为我们能够谦虚，我们才能够继续的学习。
And because we are humble, then we are able to keep learning.
所以进步就是给神最大的回报。
So improving is the greatest repay that we can give to God.
那没有学习就很难以进步。
If we do not learn, then it is very hard for us to improve.
我们请参考撒母记上二十五章。
Let us reference 1 Samuel.
撒母记上二十五章三十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 32.
三十二节，大卫对亚比该说：“主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他今日使你来迎接我。”
32. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me."
三十三节，你和你的见识也当称赞，因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇流人的血。
33. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you because you have kept me from this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand.
这是一个我们很多人都熟悉的故事。
This is a story that we are all familiar with.
在这里，因为有大卫他的谦虚，所以他能够从亚比该这边来得到学习。
Here, because David was humble, he was able to learn from Abigail.
所以在他人生当中，他就扫掉了这个污点。
So in his life, he has kept himself from this.Weakness.
这种报仇流人的血，这个不是神所喜悦的。
This vengeance and shedding blood is not something that God favors.
那大卫差一点点就做了这样的事情。
And David almost did such thing.
但是因为他有这种谦虚的心。
But because David had a heart of humility.
所以当这位妇女亚比该来见他，来告哈来。来跟他谈话的当中，他就能够得到劝勉。
So when this maidservant Abigail came to give David some advice, he was able to listen.
我们人有时候到某一个程度，我们很难再去学东西。
As human beings, there may be a time in our life where it's hard for us to learn.
是的，世界上的知识真的。到某一个年纪我们实在是不容易去学新的东西。
And it's true that in this world, the knowledge of this world, there will be a time where it is hard for us to learn.
但是信仰灵修的层面却不是这样子。
But in the spiritual perspective, it's not like so.
只要我们谦虚，我们就仍然可以学习。
As long as we are humble, then we can keep learning.
我再一次的强调，不但在教会要谦虚，在任何一个场所。我们都要谦虚。
I once again emphasize that not only at church you have to be humble, but in all circumstances you have to be humble.
虽然世界上的知识，对某一种年龄来讲已经不容易去吸收。
Although the worldly knowledge can be hard for us to learn when we reach a certain age.
但是只要我们谦虚事实上连世界上的知识我们都还可以继续的去吸收的。
But in reality, as long as we are humble, even the worldly knowledge, we can still keep learning.
谦虚，人家就很有耐心的来跟我们讲解。
When we are humble, then people will be patient to explain to us.
再来第二个，我们凡事都要温柔。
Secondly, in all things, we must be gentle.
温柔一个很直接的表现在我们的言语上面。
And gentleness can be shown in our speech.
温柔的人讲话不会太急促。
A person who is gentle will not speak rashly.
温柔的人不会用粗暴的言语。
A person who is gentle will not use vulgar language.
请看希伯来哥罗西书第四章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书四章第六节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 6.
第六节，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用言调和，就可以知道该怎样回答个人。
Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.
言语要能够柔和，我们要常常像这里所说的，好像用言来调和。
For our speech to be gentle, we have to be seasoned with salt.
有时候我们在教会里头，我们的讲话，我们的态度非常温和。
Sometimes is when we are at church, our speech can be very gentle.
但是我们在工作场所可能就不是这样子。
But when we return to our workplace, our speech may not be like so.
甚至我们在家庭里头，这个讲话很急促，有时候用很粗啊，这个很暴躁的言语。
Even sometimes at home, our speech can be very violent.
这样子我们并没有做得完全。
If we do such thing, we are not doing it perfectly.
因为我们在任何一个场所，我们都是基督徒，都是神的儿女。
Because no matter where we are, we are still children of God and we are still Christians.
我们行事为人要能够跟我们所蒙的恩相称。
The walk that we are walking has to be equivalent to our status as God's children.
那再来，我们要凡事忍耐。
Furthermore, we have to be always long-suffering.
我们的孩子能够这样顺利成功的来成长，这就是给父母亲最大的回报。
For our children to grow up and be successful is the greatest repay that they can give to parents.
我们如何来回报神的恩典
？And how do we repay God's grace?
我们要成为一个坚强成功的基督徒。
It is for us to become a successful and strong Christian.
凡事忍耐是做一个成功的基督徒必要的条件之一。
To be long-suffering in all things is one of the prerequisites to be a successful Christian.
主耶稣怜悯我们，拣选我们，让我们能够奔跑在这一条天国路上。
God had mercy on us and chose us so that we can walk on this path towards heavenly kingdom.
那我们回报神的爱，就是我们努力的把这条路走完。
And to repay God's love is so that we can finish this walk towards heavenly kingdom.
所以我们要凡事忍耐。
So we have to be long-suffering.
请看马太福音二十四章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章十三节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 13.
十三节，凡有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
最重要的目标就是得救。
The most important goal is to be saved.
最大的努力就是要得救。
And the hardest work that we want is to be saved.
那怎样才能够得救？
So how do we be saved?
在奔跑这条天国路上面，我们要忍耐到底。
It is to endure to the end on this walk towards heavenly kingdom.
忍耐才能够坚持对的事情。
To suffer is means that we can persist in the right things.
将对的事情一直坚持下去，才会成功。才会得救。
To persist in the right direction will eventually bring us success.
请看希伯来书第三章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter
3. 希伯来书第三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节，我们若将起初切实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence.
我们到最后要跟基督有份。
We have to be partakers of Christ in the end.
其中的一个能够让我们达到这个目标的，就是将起初切实的信心坚持到底。
And one of the requirements for us to partake with Christ is to hold the beginning of our confidence.
忍耐才能够让我们将我们的信仰坚持到底。
To have long suffering is to hold our faith steadfast towards the end.
到最后的审判的时候，我们是属于那个可以上天国的。
In the end, when the judgment day comes, we are the ones deserving to go to the heaven kingdom.
那这就是我们照着所蒙的恩来报答神。
And this means that we have repaid God according to the favor He has shown us.
再来我们要努力的来凡事宽容。
Next, we have to strive to bear with one another in love.
其实这几件事情也都互相有关联。
In fact, all these things are interrelated.
当我们能够温柔，我们能够忍耐。
When we are gentle, then we can endure.
我们才能够进一步的来接纳人，来宽容人。
Then we can take the next step to bear with one another in love.
因为神先爱我们。
Because God first loved us.
所以我们用神的爱来爱爱众人。
So we use God's love to love other people.
我们能够凡事都来宽容。
And we are able to bear with one another in all things.
请看路加福音二十三章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章三十四节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
三十四节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就脸揪，分他的衣服。
Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided his garment and cast lots.
这是圣经所记载主耶稣在十字架上所说的第一句话。
Here records the first phrase that Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross.
他已经被挂在十字架上。
He was already crucified.
他已经被罗马兵丁鞭打了。
He was already beaten by the Roman soldiers.
他在十字架上，他却说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
But on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them."
主耶稣宽容就是接纳，就是赦免。
Lord Jesus Christ was able to bear with other people and to forgive other people.
今天我们也常常需要。彼此来赦免。
Today, we also need to forgive one another.
因为神的爱，我们来彼此赦免。
And because of God's love, we are able to forgive others.
约瑟赦免了他的哥哥们。
Joseph forgave his brothers.
斯提凡在被逼迫，甚至要死的时候，他也是一样的，求神赦免这些人。
Under persecution and even to the point of death, Stephen was able to ask God to forgive others.
将主耶稣的爱也把它实行出来。
So let us use God's love and carry out.
这个就是跟所蒙的，我们的行事为人能够跟所蒙的恩相称。
And this is equivalent to walking, the calling of God, so we can repay Him.
这种宽容不是只有在教会里头，也要在所有的场所。
To bear with one another is not only at church, but also in other places.
也要在家庭里头。
Also at home.
有时候在外面我们被人家碰了一下被踩了一脚我们很容易就说这没有关系。
Sometimes when we're outside, when somebody accidentally hits us, it's easy for us to forgive them.
但是如果在家里在教会我们被碰了一下常常我们是反而不容易去原谅别人。
But when we are at church, when we're at home, when we're accidentally hit, it's hard for us to forgive them.
在外面被踩了一脚，我们会很直接的认为这是对方不小心的。
When we are stepped on outside, we can easily assume that this was an accident.
在家里被踩了一脚，我们会说他是对方是故意的。
When we were kicked at home, we automatically assume that they did it purposely.
我是家里的人，你怎么可以踩我一脚
？I am part of the family, and how can you kick me?
是的，有时候家里的人是故意的踩你一脚。
True, sometimes your family members may purposely kick you.
但是在家里头还是要原谅，还是要宽容。
But even in the family, you still need to forgive.
因为这样子我们的行事为人才能够以所蒙的恩相称。
Because so that our walk can be equivalent to the favor that God has shown us.
这里主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Here, Lord Jesus Christ said, "Father, forgive them."
不但是这些钉他的这些罗马兵丁
，Not only the Roman soldiers who crucified him，
也包括了那一些一直要强硬的要把耶稣钉十字架的这些犹太人。
But this also includes the Jewish people who insisted on crucifying him。
所以我必须要强调，无论在任何的场所，我们必须要把这些。事情行出来。
So I once again further emphasize that no matter where we are, we have to carry out this forgiveness.
其实我们人常常很不一致。
In fact, sometimes people are very, they're not unified.
我们选择性的来做一些事情。
We may do things out of our own will.
所谓选择性就是看场所。
For example, to do things out of our own will is sometimes we may look at, do things according to different circumstances.
难道我们出了教会，出了会堂，就不是基督徒吗？
Are we not Christians when we step out of the church?
难道我们在学校就不是基督徒吗？
Are we not Christians when we're at school?
难道我们在家 自己的家里头就不是神的儿女吗？
Are we not the children of God when we're at home?
无论在哪里，我们都是基督徒，都是神的儿女。
No matter where you are, we are still Christians and we are still children of God.
再来第五个，我们要用和平来彼此联络。
And the fifth is to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Bound with the peace.
In the bond of peace.
就是我们要追求和睦。
This means we have to pursue unity.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
这里特别强调要追求两件事情。
Here emphasize the two things we must pursue.
对神，我们要追求圣洁。
Towards God, we must pursue holiness.
在人与人的生活里头，我们要追求和平和睦。
And in our life with other people, we have to pursue peace.
我们说主耶稣是和平的君王。
We know that God is the King of Peace.
我们是他的百姓。
And we are his citizens.
所以当然，我们也要追求和平。
So of course, we must also pursue peace.
所以在生活当中很多的层面，我们要这样来追求，追求和睦，追求和平。
In the different aspects of our life, we must continue to pursue peace.
除了真理之外，任何的事情都可以商量的。
Aside from the truth, all things can be negotiated.
除了真理之外，很多的事情为了和平都可以让步的。
Except for truth, a lot of things you can negotiate and take a step back.
所以不但在教会里头要追求和平，在我们工作的场所我们要追求和平。
Not only do we have to pursue peace at church, but we also have to pursue peace at work.
在家庭里头也要追求和平。
We also have to pursue peace at home.
再来，有了和平，我们才能够达到追求合一。
Next, when once we have obtained peace, then we can pursue unity.
这里讲到要努力的去保守圣灵的合一。
Here it says we have to strive to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
那意思就是去保努力去保守着那种属灵的合一。
And this means to keep the unity of the Spirit.
就是在真理里头合一。
This means to be unified in the truth.
在共信的共同的信仰里头来合一。
To be unified in the common faith.
合一才会成为有力的见证。
Unity will in turn produce strong testimony.
主耶稣复活升天之后，将传福音的工作来交代给门徒。
When Lord Jesus Christ resurrected and ascended to heaven, he gave the work of preaching the gospel to his disciples.
同样的，今天主耶稣将传福音的这一个伟大的事工交给我们。
Likewise, Lord Jesus Christ has given the great task of ministering to us.
所以在主耶稣受死之前，他为门徒祷告。
So before Lord Jesus Christ died, he prayed for his disciples.
为那些将来要信主的人祷告。
He prayed for those who will be Christians.
为他们的合一来祷告。
He prayed for the unity of those people.
因为合一才能够有见证的力量。
Because unity will produce strong testimony.
一个团体如果合一，它的副产品就是和平。
If a group is unified, then the result it produces is peace.
一个家庭很合一，这个家庭是很和平的。
If a family is very unified, then the family will be very peaceful.
那如何来维持这个合一？
So how can we maintain this unity?
就是用和平来维持。
It is through peace.
所以这两件事情也是互相有关联的。
So these two things are interrelated.
没有和平就不会有合一。
If there are no peace, then there are no unity.
要把合一能够维持下去，必须要有和平。
And to maintain unity, we must have peace.
所以，以弗所书四章一节到三节，就是告诉我们，教导我们如何来 回报神的恩典。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3 tells us how we can repay the favor of God.
我们已经都数算过了神给我们的许许多多的恩典。
We have all count the many grace that God has given us.
那我们照着所蒙的恩来报答神。
So let us repay God according to his favor.
让我们再一次的留意我们的行事为人。
And let us once again remember to walk.
记得我们是24小时的神的儿女基督徒。
To once again remember that we are Christians 24/7.
这样子我们才可以进一步的来谈到那个更重要的事情。
So that in the end we can further approach the important thing that we pursue.
请看诗篇116篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 116.
诗篇116篇。
Psalms 116.
116篇12节
Psalms 116 verse
12 12节我拿什么报答主向我所赐的一切厚恩
12 What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?
神真的是爱我们所有的世人
God really loves all of us
所以每一代的人都应该有这样的反问自己我拿什么来报答神
So no matter who you are you must ask your question What shall I render to the Lord?
十三节，我要举起救恩的杯，称扬主的名。
Verse 13, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
为了报答 主的恩典，我们要传扬福音，高举这救恩的杯。
In order to repay God's grace, we have to preach His name.
同样的，还是要回到那个根本，我们的行事为人。
Likewise, we have to return to the root, which is the walk of our calling.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章二十七节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27.
第一句话，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
传福音，同样的，一定跟我们的行事为人有关系。
And preaching the gospel is definitely related to our conduct.
我们无论我们能够把道理讲得多么的好，如果我们的行事为人很差的话，那不会有什么效果。
Even though we may preach the word very beautifully, but our conduct is bad.
所以这里保罗说，行事为人要跟基督的福音相称。
Then they are not equivalent, so that's why Paul here says our conduct has to be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
再请看哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to again to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
第一句话，叫你们行事为人对得起主。
First phrase says that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
所以从这几节经节我们实在看出来这个其实是我们的软弱。
From these verses, we can see that this is a weakness.
我们的行事为人没有办法跟我们所蒙的恩相称。
Our conduct is not equivalent to the grace of God.
我们的行事为人常常是对不起主。
Our walk often is displeasing to God.
所以保罗不但传福音，他更希望我们把天国路走完。
God, Paul not only preaches the gospel, but he also wants us to finish the walk towards heavenly kingdom.
他发现了我们的行事为人是我们的软弱，是我们应该去不断努力的。
He realized that our conduct is a weakness and something that we have to keep working on.
我们也一直都在努力着。
And we are all striving to have better conduct.
那我们的软弱呢是在于我们是有选择性的来做这些事情。
Our weakness comes from the fact that we do things based on our will.
有时候我们在教会表现得很好。
Sometimes we may behave very well at church.
但是我们在家庭里头就不一定是这样子。
But we act differently when we are at home.
有时候我们是在工作的场所表现得很好。
Sometimes we act very well in the workplace.
可能我们来到教会就 不是这个样子。
But when we come to church, we act like a different person.
哦，所以其实我们有在努力。
It is true that we are working hard.
哦，那只是我们做的还不够好。
But we are not working hard enough.
啊，所以我们求主能够怜悯我们。
So we ask God to have mercy on us.
啊，既然在某些场合我们能够做得好，我们在其他场合也可以把它做得好。
If we are able to have good conduct in certain places, then we are also able to have better conduct in other places.
只要我们愿意立志，加上神的帮助，我们做得到。
As long as we set this to be our goal, and along with the help of God, we will be able to accomplish this.
我们是照着所蒙的恩来报答神。
We repay God according to His favor.
我们一起唱诗120首。
Please sing hymn 120. Now we will pray for 20 minutes.
我们祷告求神帮助我们的软弱。
We pray to God to help our weaknesses.
我们想想看，在生活的哪一个层面是我们表现的最不好的层面。
Let us think about in which aspects of our life have we have the worst conduct.
求主耶稣赦免我们，求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us and to forgive us.
我们不但来到这里要做神的儿女。我们在家里也要做神的儿女。
We have not only come here to become children of God, but also to be children of God at home.
我们在学校、在工作的地方也要做一个基督徒。
We also have to be Christians at school and at work.
我们要照所蒙的恩来报答神。
We have to repay God according to His favor.
那另外一方面我们也不要伤害主耶稣基督的身体。
Also, let us not harm the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
不要因为我们的言语或者行为来伤害了我们的弟兄姐妹。
Let us not harm our brothers and sisters with our conduct or our speech.
不要因为我们的言语行为让我们弟兄姐妹的信心、爱心受到伤害。
Let us not harm the love and kindness of our brothers and sisters with our conduct and speech.
这样子我们才不会没有照着所蒙的恩来报答神。
So that we will have repay God according to His favor.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, you can come forward and pray.